sooner or later, when you least expect it, there comes a point of no return, a dead end from which there seems no escape, a moment in time, a moment of crisis. Hey, don't I know you? Did you ever walk down a busy street or sit in a crowded restaurant and suddenly see a face you're certain you've seen before, but you can't remember when or where? An acquaintance from years past, an illusion created by light and shadow, or maybe someone who merely looks like a person you've known. The experience fades from your mind as you go about your daily routine. In the case of banker Samuel T. Ballard, however, such a chance meeting becomes the prelude to unexpected terror. In the Tony Aries tale of suspense called The Face is Familiar. And now, Act One of The Face is Familiar, tonight's presentation on crisis. It's a hot summer day in the small town of Blue Ridge, just off Route 134. Middle-aged banker Samuel T. Ballard makes his way to the counter of a small cafe, the type which has become known in the vernacular as a greasy spoon. Sam sits on the gaudily covered stool, relaxes, as he watches Grace, the waitress, approach with her ever-present coffee pot.
Hi, Mr. Ballard. Hot enough for you?
Hi, Grace.
Super. Fill her up?
No, how about some...
Don't ask for iced tea. We're fresh out.
Looks like I'm having coffee. And a grilled cheese.
You want the slaw?
Well, why not?
Sure, I'll live it up. Back in the flash.
Hey, fella. Would you pass the sugar?
What?
Could I have the sugar?
Oh, sure, here.
Thanks. Hot, isn't it?
Man, you said it. Hey, don't I know you? Aren't you Martin Haynes?
I beg your pardon?
You are. You're Martin W. Haynes.
Oh, sorry, your name's Ballard.
No, you're Martin Haynes. You're older, heavier. You got a mustache, but you're him. I know it.
Look, my name is Ballard. Sam Ballard.
No, it's been over 10 years since Greenville. But I swore I'd never forget that name or that face.
Lower your voice, please. People are staring. Now, listen. I am Sam Ballard. I work at the Blue Ridge National Bank right around the corner. In the loan department.
Okay.
Ask anyone.
Okay, maybe your name isn't Martin Haynes.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
But that's the name you gave me when you drove off to call the ambulance.
Ambulance?
Yes, ambulance, while Kate was lying there, dying in the street.
I don't know what you're talking about. Now, if you don't stop annoying me,
I'm through talking. Get up and leave.
What?
Get up now.
You crazy? Go away.
Look at my pocket, Haynes.
Is that a gun?
Believe it, mister. Now, just get up real quiet-like and head for the door.
You're making a mistake.
Move.
Okay. Just be careful of that thing.
That's right. Just walk normal. I'm right behind you. That's it.
Hi, Sam. What's your friend?
George.
Shut up. Move. There's nobody at the register now. Just open the door.
Not a slaw, Mr. Ballard. Mr. Ballard, how about some french fries? Mr. Ballard?
Get down on the floor.
In front?
Yes, in front. There's room. Do it.
Where are you taking me?
Never mind. Just stay down there.
Now, would you please tell me what it is I'm supposed to have done?
Tell me you don't remember. Greenville. The accident.
I tell you, it wasn't me.
It was you, all right.
You were speeding in a dark street, and you smashed into the side of my car.
No, no.
Your car would still run, so you told me your name, and you said you'd go phone for an ambulance. That's the last I ever saw you. And when the ambulance finally arrived, Kate was dead. I looked up your address. The lady who answered the door said that Martin Haynes was dead. I knew that wasn't true. I swore I'd find you. And then, there you were, sitting on a stool in some crummy cafe right next to me. Who said there ain't no justice? That's what you're gonna get, Haynes. Justice. Yeah, open up. Inside.
Johnny, who's this?
Holly, here are the keys. Get my hunting rifle out of the trunk of the car.
What?
Just do it.
All right.
You, Haynes, over there in the bed. Will you please listen to me?
Quiet, keep your voice down. This crummy motel has paper walls.
My name is not Haynes. You made a mistake. Oh, how can I... Wait. My driver's license. Why didn't I think of that? Look. Here. Here, see? Samuel T. Ballard. There's my picture.
It's a fake. It's forged.
Oh, come on. A driver's license?
Here's the rifle, Donnie. What do you want it for?
Miss, would you please tell this young man...
Shut up, you. Now, just shut up, or I'm...
You mean you didn't have a gun? What was that?
A spoon, mister. A spoon from the restaurant.
Donnie, what
is... Holly, this is Martin Haynes.
No!
Martin Haynes?
I finally found him.
Donnie, what...
There's going to be another accident. And Haynes, you won't remember this one either.
Oh. Oh. Must have dozed off. Thunder.
Yeah. It's really starting to pour.
Yeah, figures with this heat. Oh, how could I fall asleep? Oh, my hands are numb. Your friend really ties a good knot.
You two look so peaceful there in them twin beds. I feel like a guardian angel.
Yeah, with a gun?
Huh? Oh, yeah. You got a point there. I should wake him up.
Wait. Holly, you can save my life. I'm not the guy Donnie's looking for. I have never been to Greenville.
Mister, that was his twin sister that died in that wreck. I never knew her, but to hear him tell it, the sun didn't rise without checking with that girl. I thought he'd finally laid her to rest till today.
He's going to kill me, don't you understand?
Donnie wouldn't do that, mister. I don't think. Oh, he's a little hot-headed, but I don't think he'd ever kill anybody.
You really think after all this he's about to let me go, Holly?
Mister, I...
Untie me! Tell him I worked my way loose. You fell asleep. Anything, but please, I'll never tell a soul.
Well, maybe you're right.
Oh, that's it. Hurry, right over here. I'll turn over as far as I can.
Oh, I'm sorry, mister. I got to do what Donnie says.
No, don't.
Donnie, wake up. Hey, wake up.
Donnie.
What? Everything okay?
Donnie.
Sure, what'd you think?
Let me go.
Knock it off, Haynes. You ain't going no place.
Could I call my wife? It's late.
You think I'm stupid?
No, I should have been home hours ago. Please, she's been sick.
Forget it.
Let him call. It won't do her no harm.
What?
Well, think a minute, Donnie. Maybe she called a cop. Maybe they're out looking for him right now. And then again, maybe she didn't. But if she didn't, we got nothing to worry about. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's a good idea. We could find out what's going on. But no tricks, understand?
Yes.
Holly, bring that phone over here.
Sure.
Now listen good. I'm untying you from the bed.
My hands, I can't...
Stay tied. I'll hold the phone so we can both hear.
Here it is, Donnie.
There. Now, sit up over this chair, Haynes. Now remember, I'm right next to you.
Office.
Get me 6543152.
Okay, just a minute. What room are you at?
14.
14.
hung.
No. Wait just a minute.
Hello.
Myra, this is Sam.
Sandy, what a pleasant surprise. Hey, you're late for the party. I hope you don't mind. I seem to have started without you.
I don't know why you were so all fired worried about her, Hank. She's doing just fine.
Myra, it's late. Weren't you worried about me?
Worried about good old true blue Sam.
Did you call the police?
Police? For what for? It's Tuesday.
What?
Tuesday. That's your handball night. Or is that Wednesday? No. Wednesday is tennis. Thursday.
Never
is
mind
your...
that.
I remember. Tuesday is your city council meeting. You know, I could never understand why a dump like Blue Ridge needs a city council.
Are you all right? I may be a little late.
Well, take your time, sweetie. This is my night to entertain the Blue Ridge Ladies Auxiliary. And since none of them showed up, as usual, I'm having a little party all by myself.
Oh, go easy, will you?
Sam.
What's the matter?
There's someone outside the window.
Oh, no.
It's a prowler, Sam. What do I do?
Oh, now, Myra, calm down. Are you sure? Is it like last time?
No. There's someone there watching. Should I call the police? No, not after the last time. They said I was drunk.
Myra, where are you?
In the den, at your desk.
Look, now, if it'll make you feel better, there's a gun in the lower right-hand drawer of my desk. Get it?
Gun? I didn't know you had a gun.
It's the bottom of the drawer under some books in a small black box. Now, are you looking?
Yes, I'm looking. I can't... Wait, I see it.
Okay. Now, take the gun out of the box.
Oh, Sam, I could shoot you.
Yeah, I know. Nobody's going to break in. Now, just keep it handy. And after I hang up, call the police and tell them I'm being held at a... You liar!
Johnny!
I warned you!
Johnny, stop it! Calm down! Oh, calm
this
down.
This ain't going to pay. What a creep! You be just dead. He gave that poor drunk lady a gun.
She won't have to use it. There's no prowler. She just imagines things.
Johnny, it's late. And I'm hungry. Oh, will you run across the street to the drive-in?
Yeah, well, what about him?
His hands are tied. I've got the gun. Oh, don't worry.
Well...
Get three burgers and some fries and...
Holly, are you sure?
I can handle him. Now go.
Okay. Don't shove. Listen, if he gives you any trouble... You just open the door and yell. I can see it from the drive-in.
I will. Now hurry back.
Oh, okay.
Just a minute. Okay, mister, here you go.
What?
I'm letting you go. Let me get those cords off your hand.
Why?
I've never seen him like this. I don't know what he's going to do. Besides, something tells me you got your share of troubles without Donnie. There.
I won't forget this, Holly.
Oh, now what are we going to do? We can't go out the front door.
Yep, that's the only one there is. Oh, wait, the window in back. It's stuck. Wait, give me the gun.
Okay, here. See that grove of trees and the brush in the back of the parking lot? Route 134 is just the other side, maybe a quarter of a mile. Oh.
Holly, the door's locked. Open up, I need some money.
Get going. Here, take the gun.
What about Donnie?
I'll take care of Donnie. Just go, mister.
Holly, is everything all right? Open the door, Holly.
He's coming around the back. Run, mister, run!
Hey.
I got to hide those bushes. Not much further. Go up. Oh. Almost... Oh, I made it. Now, back into these bushes. Quiet, Sam. Now, just wait. You can't see yet. Get here.
Hank! Where'd you get to, Hank?
Hank!
be. Ah, there it is. I can see. Headlights. Ah, just a little further.
Hey. I've been waiting for you. Almost made it, didn't you?
Stay back. I got the gun.
You wouldn't shoot me, Haynes.
Don't you come any closer.
I got the guts. Well, well. Looks like something got wet, don't it? You tried to shoot me.
You're not going to hurt me, Donnie. Not while I can swing this rifle. Help! Help! Stop! Oh my God, he's getting up. Stop! Please stop! Call me if I can be of any further help. Thank you, Sergeant. Well, in case you're the least bit interested, Donnie and Holly were gone when the police got to the motel. Sergeant Higgins says they've set up roadblocks.
Let's hear it for the Blue Ridge Police Department.
Don't get cute. What about your prowler?
Sorry about that, darling. I wasn't really expecting anyone collecting for needy children at that hour. I told him you gave it the office. Speaking of that, I forgot to tell you. The bank called this afternoon. They wanted to know why you didn't come back from lunch.
And?
And I said maybe they should call the Sheila Wary.
You what?
You're not too good at covering your tracks, sweetheart.
Not now, Myra, please. I gotta get some sleep.
Okay, change of subject. Tell me again how you got away, Sam. I can't believe all this happened to poor, dull Sam.
Well, I'll tell you this. If that car hadn't stopped, I wouldn't be here right now. Donnie was heading right for me.
Martin W. Hayes, is that what he called you? I wonder if you really look like him.
You got me.
Sam, where did you get the gun?
What?
The gun, the one in your desk.
I don't know. The guy gave it to me. Where is it? Oh, well, they're there on the bar. Figures.
Well, here, you can put it away. You know, I never even opened the box. There's a name on the cover. Abernathy and Sons, Greenville. Oh, and look inside. Blue satin lining. Like a miniature casket. Sam.
Put it down, Myra.
Look at the gun. There are initials on the handle. M-W-H. M-W-H. Could that possibly be Martin W. Haynes?
You're drunk, Myra.
Yes, I am, but you're him, aren't you? The guy in the accident. No wonder we moved to this jerk town. You were transferred. You ran. We've been hiding all these years because you killed that girl.
It was an accident. It was the night you took all those pills. I was on my way to the hospital. They had to find me, remember?
Yes, and I remember where they found you. At Isabel Harvey's.
Are you going to bring that up again?
Oh, yes. So rushing from dear Isabel's, you crashed into that car and ran away, leaving that poor girl dying.
I sent an ambulance when I got to the hospital. What else could I have done? It was an unfortunate accident.
Sam Ballard. Martin Haynes. I don't even know who you really are, do I?
Haynes was a guy I played golf with. He gave me the gun as a gift because I got him a bank loan. Now, he died years ago. It was the first name I could think of.
But you never told anyone.
You know how straight banks are. Where would we be today if
I... Where are we today? Blue Ridge.
I did what I had to do. Now, give me the gun. I'll put it away.
You know, it's rather beautiful. So sleek and shiny.
Give it to me, Myra.
I never held a gun before.
Will you give it to me?
Get away, Sam.
Let go of it. Let go.
You're hurting my arm.
Well, let go before someone...
Sam! Operator, get me the police. I want to report an unfortunate accident.
Well, after that experience, The next time you walk down a busy street or sit in a crowded restaurant and somebody says, "Don't I recognize you?" Remember the unfortunate fate of Sam Ballard and run. Crisis has brought you The Face is Familiar by Tony Aries. In our cast were Dick Stokey as Sam Ballard, Ray Court as Donnie, Joe Lethingwell as Holly, with Pat French as Myra Ballard and Rosemary Rohrabach as the waitress. Produced and directed by Tony Aries and yours truly, Jim French. In our next production, Crisis plunges you deep into a mysterious suspense drama that ought to stand your hair on end. Be with us then, won't you?